Flora has launched an open order flow auction for Solana validators, creating a competitive marketplace for allocating transaction flow across the network.
That's a meaningful step, because it moves order flow distribution away from closed or centralized intermediaries and toward a more transparent, market-driven model.
In practical terms, validators can bid for access to streams of transactions, liquidity, and trade activity, which could improve revenue predictability, liquidity access, and network decentralization.
To make sure we're clear, order flow refers to the continuous movement of transactions, liquidity, and trading activity through a network.
In traditional markets, that flow is often controlled by centralized exchanges, market makers, or proprietary systems.
In blockchain networks, especially high-performance systems like Solana, order flow can be distributed more openly.
Flora's auction allows validators or other qualified participants to compete for the right to route, process, or service that activity under shared rules.
That matters for Solana validators, because the network's reputation for speed and scalability does not automatically solve validator economics.
Many validators still face uneven income, particularly when transaction flow is concentrated among a small number of dominant participants.
By opening order flow allocation to competitive bidding, Flora aims to reduce opacity and give a broader set of validators a chance to participate.
That's especially relevant for smaller or newer validators, who may benefit from more sustainable rewards without needing to operate at the scale of the largest infrastructure providers.
The auction model is expected to work by allowing participants to submit bids based on criteria such as fee terms, service quality, latency, reliability, and liquidity capacity.
The system would then allocate order flow based on those competitive inputs.
The key feature is openness. Instead of an invite-only or closed allocation process, participants operate under transparent rules.
That aligns with broader decentralized finance principles, including market discovery, open competition, and verifiable infrastructure.
The potential benefits for the Solana ecosystem are substantial.
First, the auction could improve revenue distribution.
When order flow is allocated through open competition, it is less likely to remain concentrated among a small group of privileged intermediaries.
That could support healthier validator economics and a more balanced long-term incentive structure.
Second, validators may gain better access to liquidity.
Consistent order flow can help support deeper liquidity pools, tighter spreads, and more efficient market making.
This would benefit traders, DeFi protocols, and other users who depend on fast and reliable execution.
Third, the auction could strengthen decentralization.
Decentralization is not only about running nodes, it also requires preventing economic power from becoming overly concentrated.
By lowering barriers to entry and allowing more participants to compete for valuable network activity, the auction could make the validator set more resilient and less dependent on a few dominant players.
Fourth, the model introduces clearer market discovery.
Bids reveal what participants are willing to pay for access to order flow, helping the market identify the true economic value of that flow.
This transparency can also make it easier to track performance, compare service quality, and adapt as network conditions change.
That said, the initiative also carries risks.
The auction must avoid excessive complexity or high entry barriers.
If participation requires advanced infrastructure, low latency systems, or significant capital, it may still favor large operators.
There are also concerns around fairness, latency, and manipulation, particularly in fast-moving markets where small differences in speed can matter.
Another open question is trust and verification.
Participants will need confidence that bids are processed fairly, that order flow is allocated as advertised, and that the underlying infrastructure is secure.
Weaknesses in smart contract design, settlement processes, or governance could undermine the auction's benefits.
The real test will be adoption.
Key signals to watch include validator participation, the level of competitive bidding, liquidity impact, revenue outcomes, and integration with existing Solana dApps, exchanges, and trading tools.
If participation is broad, competition is meaningful, liquidity improves, and validators see better economic results, the auction could become an important part of Solana's infrastructure.
If not, it may remain an interesting experiment rather than a structural shift.
Overall, Flora's open order flow auction represents an important development for Solana's economic layer.
It reflects a broader trend in blockchain infrastructure, moving away from closed systems and toward more open, competitive, and transparent models.
If successful, it could improve how order flow is shared, priced, and distributed across Solana, and it may set a precedent for how other high-performance chains approach validator participation and market infrastructure.